Incidents reported in the United States jumped by 17% last year to more than 7,000, a whopping increase relative to the 4.6% jump in 2016 and 6.8% in 2015. The increase reported Tuesday by the FBI includes a double-digit increase in anti-Semitic incidents. Those would be incidents against both members of the Jewish faith and Arabs. The FBI, which collects hate crime data from law enforcement agencies around the country, defines hate crime as a criminal offense against a person or property motivated in whole or in part by an offender's bias. Last year's was the largest increase since 2001, when the terrorist attacks of 9/11 led to a surge in bias-motivated crimes. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared against Tuesday, as it did Monday, a day after an apparently botched Israeli undercover operation in Gaza left several Palestinians and an Israeli officer dead. It's the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza War. Sirens wailed across southern Israel Monday as hundreds of rockets and mortar rounds were launched from Gaza. Several homes and an army bus were hit. One person was killed and several people, including a soldier, were wounded. At least six Palestinians have been killed and several wounded over the past few days in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes, with dozens of suspected Hamas targets hit, including the Al-Aqsa television station, where paramedics and others sifted through the rubble. Sunday's Israeli undercover operation remains unexplained. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbach.
Something, according to the Israelis, apparently went wrong, and seven Palestinians, including a senior Hamas official, were killed, and an Israeli officer, very high level, Lieutenant Colonel, was killed.
This is VOA News. Myanmar is getting ready to receive more than 2,000 Rohingya Muslims sheltering in Bangladesh on November.